From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama and his Republican rival Mitt Romney are speaking out this weekend. Mr. Romney is focusing on potential cuts in defense spending. These could happen if President Obama and congressional Republicans cannot reach a new budget deal. As NPR's Jim Howard reports, Mr. Romney is critical of both sides.
Mitt Romney says House Republicans, including running mate Paul Ryan, were wrong to agree with automatic cuts to end last year's debt ceiling standoff. If Congress and the White House don't work out their differences, deep cuts will take place in January as part of the so-called sequestration. Romney is this week's only guest on NBC's Meet the Press.
The president was responsible for coming out with specific changes that he'd make to the defense budget. It was supposed to have come out this last week. He has violated the law that he, in fact, signed. The American people need to understand how it is that our defense is going to be so badly cut.
Romney told pro-military crowds in Virginia yesterday that he wants to strengthen and expand the U.S. military. Jim Howard, NPR News in Washington.
President Obama is campaigning in Melbourne, Florida. He says boosting exports can improve the economy by helping U.S. companies create 1 million new manufacturing jobs over the next 4 years.
We can change our tax code so we stop giving tax breaks to companies that are shipping jobs overseas. Let's reward them for investing in new plants and equipment here in the U.S. and training new workers here in the U.S. and keeping the research and development here in the U.S. and creating jobs right here in the U.S.
The president says Democrats aren't merely focused on borrowing and spending, but on making and selling goods. An Iraqi court has sentenced Iraq's fugitive Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi to death. He's been convicted in absentia of running death squads at targeted Shia Muslims and members of Iraq's security forces. The BBC's Steve Jackson reports the case sparked a political crisis in the country's power-sharing government.
Tariq al-Hashimi's trial heard that he'd arranged suicide bombings and killings in Iraq. Witnesses told the court that although the vice president cast himself as the protector of Sunni Muslims, he would order the killing of Sunnis who opposed him. He was also accused of running death squads and targeting Shia figures. Mr. Hashimi's trial started by focusing on the killings of a lawyer and a military officer, but he may yet face further charges. He has always denied the accusations, saying he's the victim of a political vendetta.
The BBC's Steve Jackson. Meanwhile, there have been several bombings and a shooting in Iraq today. At least 75 people died in car bombs in 11 cities, including in Baghdad. Hundreds of people are hurt. In a separate incident, gunmen shot and killed three Iraqi security officers, at a checkpoint in a town west of Baghdad. There's a new threat against Syrian leader Bashar Assad. It comes from a militant leader in Jordan linked to al-Qaeda. Abu Sayyaf, his militants have also attacked U.S. forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. is calling on Somalia to hold a fair and transparent election tomorrow to choose the country's next president. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports Somalia is trying to set up its first stable administration since 1991, following years of civil war.
More than a dozen candidates are expected to run for president, including Somalia's outgoing leader of the past 3 years. But bitter disputes along complex and fractious clan lines divide the many challenges. Acting Deputy U.S. State Department spokesman Patrick Ventrell says September 10th will be a historic day for Somalia, adding that it is imperative for all candidates to recognize the winner and the outcome of the vote. Ventrell says the security forces must also respect the new administration and protect human rights. African Union peacekeepers have been battling radical Al-Shabaab Islamists to try to restore peace and order to Somalia. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
Tropical storm Leslie is swirling in the middle of the Atlantic. The National Hurricane Center says it's unlikely now to strike Bermuda. Instead, it'll pass to the east of the island. Authorities in Bermuda are warning there's likely to be flooding and a storm surge. There's been a little progress reported in talks between unionized Chicago school teachers and the city. They are resuming talks this afternoon. However, if no agreement is reached by midnight, the teachers have said they'll go on strike. The teachers report the latest contract offer is improved. The school board president negotiating for the city says both sides are close. At issue are wages and job security. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.